transmission.
It's 1930 UTC, and that's awesome because that means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, which is what you're listening to right here, right now, on Anon Radio. I'm your host, my name's Tobe. I'm about 9/10 awake, and about 4/10 still asleep, walking through the forest. Perhaps you can hear all the little birdies what are telling me good's morning, and I say to them also good's morning. Oh, my back is messed up. So I'm out here trying to get some exercise, stretch a little bit. Everything is green. All the ground cover is pretty much waist deep now. Nettles as high as my elbow. Grass up to my waist. It's pretty awesome. There's a lot of birds going nuts in here this morning. And I don't know what this plant is, but I like it. Oh, where am I here? I'm just about making it up to the billabong here. I don't see a lot of immediate action. Let's get a little bit closer, see what we can find. Well, perhaps there's a dude. I'm seeing nothing. Hosiery. Oh, I see a couple big old frogs, though. Real thugs. Real gangster types. All right. Let's just head over here and go out on the boardwalk. Oh, I'm anticipating some good boardwalk action today. We got the sun at the right angle. It's not very windy. It's warm. And I'm thinking maybe we'll find some dudes. When the water level's up a little bit. It's rained overnight a little bit the last couple days. And that's always good for the water level. I'm looking at some fishies here in the sub pond. And now I'm heading out to the water. I must have slept weird because my back is all twisty. Very strange. These cattails are getting taller and taller. Jeez, some of these got to be 5-6 feet tall. I'm pretty sure those over there are taller than I am. And I'm almost 6 feet tall. Oh, I hear a froggy making noises in the water. All right, I'm just about over the water now. And I've slowed my walk to a very slow crawl. Because something was making rocka rocka noises, and it was a froggy. Where did he go? I'm standing over the water looking down into a lot of duckweed. And I don't see any snapperbacks. Where's my snaps? I don't see any snaps. But as I look further out into the pond, I see one, two, is that another third turtle? Three turtles on a log out there. I can see lots of those little fishies here in the shallow waters, which is pretty cool. I like a little fishies. I see something in the reeds, but I can't tell if it's a, yeah, it's just a log. I was hoping it was just a scratty sitting there. You know, we haven't seen a muskrat in, geez, quite a while. Oh, look at those fishies. Here's a big school of fish. They're all hiding together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, a dozen or more. They're having some kind of fishy party. Well, wow, the inner lagoon here is just almost pure, you know, seaweed or aquatic plants. It's pretty cool. It's super soup now. Wow. And I just see boatloads of these fish everywhere. The sun's hitting the water just right. And all I can see are little fishies. Lots of them. And they're cool. There are, Jesus, more in here than I would have ever imagined. And I see some flipping and doing jumps out of the water. Stunt fish, apparently. Extreme, radical fish doing fish tricks. What else is going on out here? Still looking for snappers. Don't see my snappers anywhere, but I see a lot of these little fish. They're having a good time today, I tell you. Some kind of fish party going on around here. I'm just about to the end of the boardwalk, and now I'm looking around. Oh, no, I was going to say, oh, I see Big Bluey. No, it's just a goose way, way, way over there. I don't see any blue herons today. As I look around, where's my blue herons? I'm at Heron Haven. I insist on seeing herons. And when are we going to see some green herons? We haven't seen green herons here in a little while. I can't remember if I saw any last year or not, but the year before that, didn't see any. And usually we get one or two hanging out for the season. And they usually show up in the early spring and they hang out until at least August. Oh, geez, what is wrong with my throat today? Look at those lovely fishies. They look so nice. This kind of makes me want to go swimming. Not here in the pond. They can't really swim. It's only about a foot and a half deep right there. Call it 45 centimeters for all my metric people. And I think we're going to head off into the forest and see what we can find down there. Jeez. Kind of need to find some scratties. Where's my muskrats? I know that there's a den over there, but I haven't seen any action over there for, geez, at least a couple weeks now. And that's no fun. It's no fun if you're expecting lots of scratty entertainment. Or some snappery entertainment. Where's my snappers? Alright. Do-do-do-do-do. Well, walking over the land bridge here, looking down into the billabong, I can still see those big old frogs. And they're still just hanging out, doing their froggy thing. And now I'm walking down that little path that smells nice, because it has all those bee-loving flowers. But I don't see any flower-loving bees. Where's my bees? I should try to record some bees today. Buzz, buzz. And as I round this little corner, I can look down into Turtle Bay here. And look at this log. Just full of frogs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Now there's at least a dozen or 14. And a couple of them are really big. Like 1-pounders. Just massive, massive frogs. Now that I'm on the other side of the log. Yeah, geez, that guy is at least a pound. He's just huge. And they're just sitting there. Soaking up the sun on this lovely sunny day. So let's just take a walk through the forest here. And go on out to the big blind. I can hear some honkers out there. And into the blind we go. What do we see out? Oh, there's a goose right here, right in front of me. He's just, you know. Eating duckweed or something. I can see some fishies or something jumping on the other side of the pond. kind of where that Scratty den is. That's why I was looking over there, hoping to see Scratties. Oh, there's a bunch of geese out on Goose Island. About 8 or 9 of them. Having some kind of goose siesta. Any turtles on the log here? Yes, there are 3 turtles on the tree that has fallen into the water right here. Oh, nobody's on the delta. I don't see any herons anywhere. Although, is that one out there, or is that just a reed? I do not think that is a heron. Oh, not much going on in the blind here. Oh, well, look at this. I take that back. I turn around to leave the blind, and somebody has mounted one of those bulletin boards. One of those glass-enclosed locking bulletin boards right here in the blind. Oh, and I turn this direction. Here's another one. Just like the ones on the kiosk, there are now 2 bulletin boards right inside the blind. Okay, well, that's cool. So where are we going now? That's right. Into the loop. Nope, not much going on in the loop today, and of course we're not going to find any scarlet cups. So you know what? I'm thinking we just head back to the car, get out of here, and let's head over somewhere else. I'm kind of thinking I want to go to Tranquility today. Do I want to go to Tranquility or do I want to go to OPPD? We're going to find out in one second through the magic of radio. And here we are at St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast, where I stole the margarine. That is not, in fact, my true location. At this time, I am at OPPD, the Arboretum, and I'm squatting down under trees, looking in the general direction of my Mati dens. I was here the other day, and I just pulled into the parking lot, and that marmot was just sitting out there in his dandelion field chomping away. But I don't see them today, and that's okay. They're mowing out here today, so all the loud noises might have scared my Matis back into the holes. Oh, here comes the groundskeeper down the path in his big cart. I'm waving at him. He recognizes me immediately. What are they doing? It must mean they're... Are they putting down new wood chips? I don't know. I'm sort of walking up that way, but now I'm in the grass looking for mushrooms in some known morel areas. I don't see any today. Wasn't really expecting any, but it never hurts to check. Oh, these guys are spraying something. I don't want to know what, because they're spraying it at the base of the logs, which might mean... No, it's probably not anti-fungus, it's probably just weed stuff. Still. Yeah, if that guy wasn't super busy doing his job, I would have talked to him for a bit. He's super awesome. I've mentioned him on this show a couple times before. And he recognizes me. It's just one of those things. We see each other here because I'm here all the time, and he's here all the time because he works here. So it's like, oh, hey, da-da-da-da-da. And he's always interested in what I'm doing because I'm always looking for mushrooms and stuff. And he's not a mushroom guy. And one day I was showing him stuff, and he's like, oh, wait a minute. Come over here. I have to show you something. And he takes me over to some logs and goes, is that a mushroom? And I said, yes, it is. And it was, you know, a real cool crown tip coral. You know, this is something that doesn't look like a mushroom, so lay people aren't going to say, oh, that's a cool mushroom. And so now I've got him out looking for mushrooms. whenever he sees anything interesting and I run into him, he'll tell me where the stuff is. Oh, that reminds me. The other day when I was here, I saw some people in wedding garb. And I just assumed, oh, some more winners getting their wedding photos taken at the power station. And then, no, it was even worse than that. I have mentioned on the show a number of times that people like to come and have their wedding pictures taken here at the power station, the electrical substation. I don't know why. But yesterday was even worse. Yesterday, somebody actually got... When is it yesterday? When? No, it was 2 days ago. Somebody actually got married here. They came in, set up, I don't know, 100 chairs, put up this little cheesy trellis, and I ran. It's like, you know, I can understand getting married here if your God is electricity. You know, people tend to get married in the temple of their God. Christians tend to get married in Christian churches. You know what I'm saying? Now, being as, you know, I don't really subscribe to the tenets of Christianity, I don't feel like I need to get married in a church, and as such, I don't really have a temple. But if anybody is really going to push it and ask me, oh, you've got to have a temple, blah, 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 I would have to say that this is it. An electrical substation is my church. An electrical substation, an electrical generating plant, is the house of my God, because my God is electricity. That sounds crazy, but electricity does more for me than any invisible man sitting on a cloud up in the sky. Ooh, look at this. There's some mushrooms. Lovely. You know what I'm saying, people? The sun is my God. Why? Because it makes electricity. Electricity is my God. I think I'm going to take a picture of these mushrooms. I'm not sure why I'm doing this. These are not particularly interesting mushrooms. Nor is this a particularly interesting photograph. But it doesn't matter. It's just what I do. I'm just trigger happy for taking pictures of mushrooms. Whether or not that photograph turns out worth a dang or not. Ugh. My legs are all stiff. Why are my legs so stiff? Am I down some crucial nutrient? Do I need to eat? Do I need to take my vitamins? Who knows? Well, who's over here? Looks like we got a couple of people over here. Might be mushroom hunters. No, they're not carrying the right stuff. They're not carrying anything, and they're just making noise at this point. I'm in an area known for its stinkhorns. Those old elegant dogs that we love so much. And I'm just not seeing any sign of them. No sclerota. No mycelial threads. I'm kind of surprised. But then again, on the other hand, this area hasn't gotten any new wood chips lately. Oh, and look over here, sitting in this little patch, there's a little bun. Hi, Mr. Bun Bun. I think I will take a picture of Mr. Bun. Oh, and now where are the annoying people going? Please don't go in the direction that I need to go. Too late. There they go. So I think I'm going to go back over this little bridge here and head up into the secondary mushroom area. I think it did rain overnight a little bit. Oh yeah, well, I know it did, because last night, just as it was starting, my lawn guys showed up. Ooh, here's a big mushroom hiding in the weeds. One of those hamburger bun jobs. Yeah, so then the lawn guys showed up, start up their lawnmowers. My cat starts to get scared, and that's right when the thunder starts. So we had thunder and lawnmowers at the same time. The cat was in a near panic. So I'm tromping around through all the leafy stuff here. Occasionally squatting down on my haunches to get a good angle on any mushrooms that might be hiding under all this leafy stuff. That's the problem. This leafy stuff is about 8 inches tall. Call it 20 centimeters. 25 centimeters, somewhere in there. And the mushrooms are a little bit shorter. And so, they hide underneath the little plants. And I'm looking under the little plants, trying to find my little dudes. And we're getting pretty close to the interstate. Now, there's something interesting right over here. Yep, it's still there. There's this big brown cup that looks like a... Yeah, it looks like a morel stem, to be perfectly honest. It's a very interesting piece, but there's no more. I've been searching this little area for the last day or two. And you'd think there'd be more of them. But there's not. It's a beautiful, beautiful specimen, though. Absolutely amazing. Alright, let's try not to walk through the nettles and go check over here. You know, as I walk around in here, I keep hearing a funny sound. Where is that coming from? It sounds like somebody walking through the forest. And when I say somebody, I mean not a person. Somebody with four legs. I should go to the other side. Here, there's a... I was kind of standing by the big ravine, and on the other side of this creek is my other primary mushroom ground. The sound might be coming from over there, and deer do like to hang out there a lot. So, maybe we should head over there. I'm kind of still just looking around in this area, not seeing much. I don't think we got a whole boatload of rain last night, so doesn't seem to be much action over here. Let's head over to the other side, see what we can find. So I walk down here, cross one of the many footbridges here. How many are there? Four or five? We can count them some other time. And I start making my way back up this creek. Oh, here's a Russula. Wow. Better take a picture of this guy. And this is another example of the weirdness of mushrooms. I would think it's too early for Russulas, but no. The other thing is, remember, we actually saw some of these up in the other area around here. And I'm looking at some old mushrooms, some flammies that came up a few days ago, and they're falling apart now. Just checking out all the fungus on the path here. And we're still 100 yards away from the mushroom grounds. But that's one, only just one of the reasons why I love this path so much. It smells nice. Mates live over here. There's a creek. Sometimes you find deer, and there's lots of mushrooms growing. This is great. Now I kind of want to go over into that stump over there because I know there's Xylaria, but I've got 10 meters of nettles between me and the stump now, and I'm not excited about that. If I never mentioned it before, nettles drive me crazy. It's one of the few things that I can't stand. I can take a lot of various kinds of pain to some degree or another. You know, minor burns don't bother me. Small scratches and cuts, I can't even feel them. But man, for some reason, nettles makes me ape poop crazy. I'll just start slashing at the nettle sites with razor blades trying to cut that stuff out of me. I hate nettles. All right, I'm standing next to the tree that is known to have a witch's butter mycelium in it. I'm checking it very closely, looking for any witch's butter, which is, of course, a mushroom. It's a type of slime mold, and it looks just like yellow jello. It's like somebody left a block of yellow jello on a tree. So if you see yellow jello on a tree anywhere, you'll know what's going on. All right. Now, I will take some furtive looks and then make the secret turn and escape up the secret path into my secret mushroom grounds. It's so secret-y. And do I see something by a log, or is that just light hitting something weird? I don't think we got anything. It's just a leaf. I'm in a very sun-dappled area. So the sun shines through all the leaves, and it picks out certain things to highlight. And right when you think you found something, no, it's just a trick of the light. Oh, and here's our little bun friend. Hi, Mr. Bun. He's about 3 meters away. I would kind of want to go to where he is, because he's sort of standing where there are often mushrooms, but I also don't want to hassle him, so we'll just sort of keep working our way up here and wait for him to move, and then we can go over there and we can check these areas over here in the meantime. And we got a little fungal growth in here. There's some big flammies and some of these hamburger bun types. I don't remember what they're called. The genus starts with the letter A, but there's a lot of those in mushrooms. I think about 50% of all the genuses in the mushroom family do start with the letter A. But don't quote me on that. It's getting a little warm. Am I in the direct sun? No wonder I don't feel good. Okay, let's get into the shade here. I'm still looking for fungus. And I'm not finding any esculentas. This is one of those days where we could possibly find them. I wouldn't think that there was enough rain, but you never know. It could happen. With all the cumulative moisture we've had, it might be good. So I'm looking. Not seeing much, but I'm still looking. All right, here's a little bit of an odd thing. I'm standing in a little protected clearing here in my secret mushroom area. And from this spot, I can see out onto one of the paths that sort of leads around this whole area. There's a guy walking, and he's got a violin strapped to his back on his case. You know, a violin in a case, you know, your typical soft-sided violin case. He's wearing it like a backpack. He's walking up the hill. Okay, that's awesome. I kind of want to go see what this guy's all about. Maybe we'll have to run over there and see what he's doing. But in the meantime, still checking for mushrooms. I'm finding little things here and there. Here's another one of those ones that start with A. But not finding any esculentas. That's okay. So let's head back down out of here. Go back to where that rabbit was, because I know that he has moved. I just saw him running over there. We'll check that area and see if there's anything worth crowing about. And so now I'm sitting here, well, actually squatting here, in the typical esculenta area to no avail, for I have found nothing. My quest is a failure today. Not really, considering we got lots of cool pictures of other mushrooms. But this is the time where I gotta say, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, sometimes known as the Urban Fungus Hunter, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow. My name's Tobe. I gotta get out of here, so I'm gonna head back to the car. I'm gonna go home and eat. So I'll just see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of...